AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Opening statements have been heard near Detroit in the trial of Jennifer Crumley. She's accused of failing to address her son, 15-year-old Ethan Crumley's mental health. He shot and killed four students at his high school in Michigan in 2021. Mark Keast is the prosecutor.
Even though she didn't pull the trigger on November the 30th, she's responsible for those deaths.
Jennifer Crumley's husband is also facing trial. Defense attorney Shannon Smith says she was listening to Taylor Swift on the way to the courthouse.
There was a line in one of her songs that summarized what this case is about. Band-aids don't stop bullet holes. And that's what this case is about. It's about the prosecution attempting to put a band-aid on problems that can't be fixed with a band-aid.
Crumley is not accused of knowing about her son's plans, but prosecutors say she and her husband were grossly negligent. The government says the economy grew to close out 2023 3.3%.
This is a very strong number.
Gus Fauché, the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group.
Consumer spending growth was strong. Business investment was solid. Even the housing market, which has been a drag on growth, was roughly neutral for growth. So very good report, and it indicates the economy is strong heading into 2024.
So strong that the Federal Reserve may leave interest rates alone for now.
I don't think we see the Fed raise rates, but I think that this means that the Fed is not likely to cut rates until sometime in the middle of this year.
The economy grew 2.5% last year. That's up from 1.9% in 2022. I'm Shelley Adler.
Former President Donald Trump could return to a New York courtroom today to defend himself against a sexual assault defamation lawsuit. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising in early trading on Wall Street, following signals that the economy is growing much more powerfully than economists had expected. The S&P 500 was 0.6% higher Thursday. The Dow rose 209 points. That's about 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite was also 0.6% higher. IBM was helping to lead the market after reporting a stronger profit for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. Tesla fell after forecasting slower growth this year. Health insurer Humana fell sharply after warning investors that rising care costs will persist through this year. Treasury yields eased in the bond market after the blowout data on the economy's growth also indicated that inflation is moderating. European stocks were mixed after the European Central Bank held interest rates steady. Seth Soutell, New York.
The maker of Robitussin cough syrup is recalling several lots of products containing honey because of contamination. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.